Well, a very good evening to everybody. It's 20 minutes before 10 here on Sunday, the 22nd of August. And I'm a wee bit tired. I've just posted a video which took me ages to sort out and get up on the site. And then through fumbling, tiredness, silliness, trying to rush things, I deleted it. Anyway, I'm going to try again tomorrow, for those of you who are feeling confused. I've been asked if I can also produce the Boggle pendants without the charms on them. Yes, indeed I can. In fact, I've made some more without charms. So I'm going to be putting pictures up of those. Just trying to think now whether I can take the pictures with my phone and put them up on the website. I haven't tried that one yet. I normally take pictures with my camera, upload them, and then post them on the website. I think just tomorrow I'll take the pictures with my camera and put them up on the website that way. So have a look out for a post tomorrow on the website. And also, if you have ordered a pendant, and I do have quite a long list now to work through, which I'm very happy about, you know, but I would beg you for your patience. I don't want to rush making pendants. I want to take my time over them. And, you know, as I said before, it's not a production line. I know you can buy Boggle pendants probably online, you know. I know some of them are coming from, where is it now? Oh, I'm so tired, I can hardly think. One of the Eastern European countries, and I can't think exactly which one it was, but I did see them. But, and they're probably all kind of machine tooled and all that. Mine aren't. If you've seen my desk now, it's covered with pieces of bog oak, you know, small bits, middle-sized bits, bigger bits. And each piece deserves quite a lot of attention, you know, in that you would have a really good look at the piece first and look at the grain and look at the way things are and look at the shape and, you know, feel it, touch it, hold it in your hand before you start working it. So each piece is quite different. And I want to stay with that kind of integrity making these. So again, I do have a long list of people who have ordered pendants and paid for them. I've sent everybody a little email note to let you know what's going to be happening this week. I'm going to be posting some photographs on here, posting a little email to everyone to say just check on the website, and if there's a particular charm that you want on your bog oak, then, you know, get back to me. So it's just trying to organise the my mind's gone blank. I think I need a big cup of coffee, but if I had a big cup of coffee, then I wouldn't sleep tonight. And I try to be in bed before 10, so I'm cutting it quite fine. The logistics, that's the word I was trying to think of. Logistics. Plus the fact there's a full moon. There's a beautiful full moon. And which is a blue moon, which is quite powerful, really. I was speaking with one of my brothers today and he said, I couldn't sleep last night. And I said, yeah, did you see the moon? He said, no. I said, well, you're always the first one to put the thumbs down and all this goddess stuff, you know, and you don't seem to realise how ruled you are. by these forces. So, anyway, I'm hoping to spend the coming week, which apparently is going to herald some nice weather, nice autumn weather. Yeah, because we are coming to the end of the first trimester of this beautiful Lunasa, which is magical. I just love this time of year. There's something so beautifully comforting about the ending of summer and the beginning of autumn and that transition. And it has to be to do with the light. The light is coming in now at a lower angle, and so a lot of the underneath of the trees has been lit up. You know, it's not this harsh light overhead shining down. I suppose it's a bit like looking in the mirror. You know, if you look in the mirror and you have an overhead light shining down, it seems to throw all the shadows downwards on your face. Whereas if you have a light shining more at an angle in on your face, it's much softer. So yeah, it has to do with the light. It has to do with that softening effect. And less of the golden and more of the silver. And then, of course, there's the coolness. And the beautiful scents rising up from the earth. I love that. So I went to a boot fair this morning, and it's the usual one in Carrick on a Sunday morning. In fact, they have two, and I went to them both. They're kind of beside each other almost, you know. And I was very, very lucky because I've been thinking all week about some new jumpers, you know, for the autumn and winter, and I thought, I'm very hard on my clothes. As my mother used to say, you're very hard on your clothes, Colette. The poor woman always trying to play catch up with the needs of her children when we were younger, you know. But I say I'm hard on my clothes. It's because I'm in and out all the time. I'm in the garden and I don't think to myself, oh, today I'll work in the garden and I'll wear my, you know, old clothes. I get up in the morning, have a shower, get dressed, have my coffee, do a little bit of housework, and then I think, oh, it's a fine day. I'll go out in the garden and I'll get stuck into something. And one thing leads to another, and I could be out there hours. And I could be in the pond with my waders on, or I could be, you know, planting another shrub or a tree, or over in the vegetable garden, or pruning. And the amount of clothes I get through, which is fine anyway, because what happens when my clothes come to a kind of not great to wear these anymore, you look like an old rag bag, they go into the clothes recycling bins, which we have here in Ireland. Or if they're still halfway, you know, decent, they go into the charity shops. And that's where I buy most of my clothes from. Anyway, this morning I was at the boot fair and I've been thinking all week about jumpers because I'd already recycled or put into charity shops jumpers from last year. And, wow, I got a beautiful jumper, a beautiful cashmere cardigan. The cashmere cardigan was €4. I got two beautiful jumpers and a cashmere cardigan. One of the jumpers is a lovely roll neck one. Just fine. Do you know, this happens all the time to me. That when I'm thinking of something, when I'm desirous of something, should we say, you know, I'm thinking, oh yeah, I'd love to have and the thing is that I was really consciously desiring a roll neck jumper with raglan sleeves in grey. That's exactly what sort of was there on the stall, one of the stalls at the bid fair. Precisely that. And then during the week, I'll have to put all this in a video tomorrow, because the video that I put up, of course, is deleted. Yeah, I'll make another video tomorrow and show you all the bits and pieces that I got. And yeah, let you have a look. And I got some fabulous new curtains for the porch. Well, they're not new. They're second hand or pre-loved. But just amazing. Anyway, I think what I'll do tomorrow is I'll hang those curtains, because I've got to cut a bit off them and re-hem them. So I'll do that, and then I'll either make a little video and show you all what happened at the boot fair and all the rest of it, or I'll take some photographs and put them up on the website. But one way or the other, I'll sort that out. Oh, now I've got so much to do, so much work to do, so much that I've planned to do, so much writing to catch up with. But, you know, it feels good. It feels good to have loads and loads of stuff to do. Because there's nothing worse than being bored. And boredom is something that rarely happens here. So on that note, I'm going to post this little audio, this little podcast. Do you know, I think I'm definitely going to go back to doing regular podcasts. Absolutely. And just sharing all the little aspects of my life here at Bealtaine Cottage. Oh, and for Patreon supporters, I will be finishing off the reading of A Cottage in 3 Acres. Now, that is on my to-do list for this week. I've got a big board now above my desk with the days of the week on it. It's one of those, what on earth are they called now? Everything's got these new names now. I would have called it a whiteboard, you know, where you can write things on with a felt tip pen and then wipe it off. Anyway, that's really what it is. And, yeah. So I've got stuff up there that I've got to see to. Reminders. Okay. So I'm going to take a little dally outside and see if I can see this beautiful moon. So blessings to you all. And thank you to everybody who has ordered and prepaid for the Bog Oak pendants. It's a joy to make them, and I don't want it to be anything less than that for me. And so if you can be patient, and I will be in touch with everyone this week. I have already sent you a little email saying this, but I will be in touch with you one of the days this week. Blessings to you all.